Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness, and yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake-Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and very excited to have the wonderful Kim Wilson with me here today. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Well, thank you so much for having me here, Melissa. It's an honor to be here on your podcast.
Well, I am excited to have you here. You have become a very good friend over the last year since we have met and connected, and I want to introduce you to the audience. Kim Wilson is a former emergency infectious disease and advanced venous access nurse with decades of experience inside the healthcare system. After a year of profound physical challenges and emotional struggles, Kim underwent a massive personal transformation that revealed just how limited and often broken the traditional healthcare system can be when it comes to addressing root causes. This awakening led her to discover the world of NLP, hypnotherapy, and deep mindset work, where she found the tools that finally helped her heal from the inside out. And today, Kim is the founder and host of the newly launched Stuck to Unstoppable podcast. She helps people break out of fear, lack, and long-standing patterns so they can step into abundance, purpose, and unstoppable confidence. Her mission is simple: to help people get out of their own way so they can create a life that is happy, healthy, wealthy, and deeply aligned with who they truly are. I love that, Kim. And I'm so excited to have this conversation here. So can you just walk us through what happened over the past year that has led to such massive personal transformation for you, physically, emotionally, and spiritually?
Well, absolutely, Melissa. I want to start by saying, when I look back at the timeline of this past year, it honestly, I can't believe that I survived it all. But I also see now how it was all part of the divine plan, a restructuring or like a dismantling and recalibration of my life's purpose. And it didn't start.
That you now can look at it from that perspective. It's that 2020 perfect hindsight when we look back, right? However, in the moment as you're going through it, it feels like, And so I love that you're already there.
Yeah, it was profound for me. And like it something happened, obviously, some kind of divine intervention where I had a fall. And at the time, I injured my knee, which was a bad knee as it was. It was that same knee. And then I ended up going off work and waiting for a knee replacement. And at that time, I thought, oh, this is punishment, or this is a, I thought it would only be a setback, and I found it to be so incredibly frustrating because it was like the third time I'd been through an injury like that. And I had no idea how to slow down, and I didn't know how to rest. I spent my entire life doing. I was a gymnast. Then I got into triathlons. I went to university for 9 years. I push, responsibilities, caregiving, business, and like stopping felt very unnatural to me. But at the time, I didn't realize that it was actually a gift. So I had gone off work. And then shortly after that, I got a phone call from my parents. And they told me that my sister was just diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And so Her battle lasted 10 months, and being off work gave me a gift, even though it was because of an injury. I was allowed to be with her as much as possible, to support her, to sit with her, to love her. And I see now that that wasn't an accident. It was like divine timing. And then that was just
Absolutely.
the beginning.
And not only was it divine timing for you to have that beautiful time with your sister and be able to allow her passing to be done with such grace versus you having regrets after she passed that I wish I'd had more time. What it also was your body taking what it needed. As you said, you didn't know how to slow down. Right. And as so many people that come on this show learn or have experienced and share with the audience, the body will always take what it needs. And so your body needed you to slow down. And therefore, the injury happened in order to force that because it just said, enough is enough. Enough is enough, Kim. You're not listening to me. I'm sure there were signs that you needed to slow down. However, you were in your programming and in your mission of I have to do this, 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 and this, and you kept going.
Yeah, and I mean, that wasn't the first time. Like, I broke my back in 2012 mountain biking. That stopped me. But then I got right back. I got healthy. I got going again. And then I crashed my bike on the highway and skidded along the highway and separated my shoulder. And that didn't stop me. So, like, there were all these messages coming to me, or divine interventions to stop me from doing continuing in my how I was really damaging myself. I was pushing so hard all the time. So this was my final push. And then the funny thing is like, well, not funny, but like at the same time, then like all these things happened. We lost pet after pet after pet. Suddenly we had that all four pets we had passed away. My dad was diagnosed with cancer. My husband was diagnosed with cancer as well. And it kind of felt like my whole world was collapsing all around me. And I barely had time to breathe as each time I got hit with something new. But like the hardest week of my life was when my husband went for a surgery on a Tuesday, and then my sister died on a Friday. And like, really, there are no words for that week, none. But like, somewhere in the middle of all of that, a miracle happened. I met Billy. It was totally divine intervention. And then I learned about NLP. And then I ended up doing a breakthrough with her. And basically, that experience like cracked me open in the best possible way. I felt a shift I still can't fully explain, but it was like layers of patterns, beliefs, traumas all moved. So that was like, again, divine intervention. I just have to move my knee here for a second.
Yes, because you are currently
And
recovering from knee surgery that you had
I am
4 weeks ago for
4 weeks
that
ago.
injury. Yeah, yeah.
And then I
And
met
just
you, Melissa, after that, and that accelerated everything. And then I had such a profound shift from NLP that I knew deep inside it was meant to be part of my purpose. So I took the next step. I did the practitioner level NLP, and then I did the master prac, and that like completely transformed the way I saw myself, my life, and what healing actually looks like. And thank God I had the tools that carried me through all of that stuff I went through in this last year. It helped me navigate my sister's suffering when chemo deteriorated her body day by day. And that helped me process losing all our pets, my dad's surgery, my husband's surgery. And it gave me the tools to process grief and to calm my nervous system, and then to anchor myself in something other than panic and fear. So honestly, I don't know that I would have survived without the NLP when I look back. And I don't think that my heart could have survived so much emotional weight that I carried. So now, on top of that, I finally have my knee replacement on November 4th. And guess what? NLP is still helping me. Self-hypnosis for pain management, goal setting for recovery, and anchoring techniques to stay in empowerment instead of slipping into victimhood. And so this past year wasn't just hard, it was completely transformative. It tore open my life and gave me the exact tools I needed to rebuild from the inside out. And that's what you started with. I got built from the inside out. And that journey, that transformation is the reason I'm here today.
And kudos to you, because I'm sure any of the listeners hearing all that you have gone through in this last year are just going, whoa, how can any one person cope with all of that? And it is a testament to you doing the work. And, from that initial breakthrough that you did last year with Billy to coming through our practitioner level training just over a year ago now, and then the master practitioner training you did 6 months ago. And you literally using your tools and embodying these tools as a lifestyle, and knowing that you don't have to sit over on victim island. Woe is me. My life is awful. Why does all of this keep happening to me? Cancel, cancel, cancel. And that you have the tools to get yourself back over here to Solution City to realize how this is actually happening for you, even when is the worst week of your life, when you've got your husband having surgery and your sister passing away, that you can still see that you are strong enough and you have the tools. And as long as you just keep using your tools, that you can get through this and become even stronger and an inspiration to others as a result.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why my purpose now is to help other people, because if, I mean, I'm a prime example of, someone who can transform their life with the tools, right, that they're given and the opportunity to change your behavior, to change your thoughts, to change your beliefs, and really function in a different way that's much more positive. And, life just gets better. That's it. My life just got so much better. I'm living in basically my parasympathetic most of the day. I'm always constantly asking myself, how is this happening for me? And in every case, when I'm in a pickle or a situation, that question leads me to the right place. And then I can look afterwards and go, aha, that's why it was happening for me. There was so much more I needed to learn or do or be or have or whatever. It's a much more positive way to live your life, that's for sure.
And I love too how you have so much more awareness now. So as these resources come in, you're recognizing, oh, this is what I'm being guided towards, right? You're noticing that your intuition is resonating with it. And you're like, ah, that's where I need to go. And that's how, from doing the breakthrough when you met Billy, it led you into actually doing the training so that you could become a practitioner and a master practitioner of NLP, NLP results coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy. And timeline therapy is something that we haven't actually mentioned yet, and you are a master practitioner in that as well. And I would just love for you to share what timeline therapy is, and because it's such a core piece of that training and breakthrough process.
Yeah, so timeline therapy is so incredible. It's like the meat and potatoes of the breakthrough process. So once one figures out what their presenting problem and their underlying limiting belief is, then you go through a process where we just knock those all out. We access the unconscious mind, and the unconscious mind, and as a practitioner, I'm just the guide of your unconscious mind, the client's unconscious mind. Their unconscious mind knows what to do. As long as they're all in 100%, they will have a very, like, 100% positive change doing timeline therapy. So it goes about, we work through all seven negative emotions first, and then we move on to the limiting beliefs, unlovable, unworthy, not good enough, and powerless. So any which one of us can have those as sort of the root issue of the presenting problem, that we think we know what the presenting problem is, or we think we know what our problem is, but it goes much deeper than that. And that's what timeline therapy does, is it helps remove the root of the problem, and the remainder unravels. the negative emotion or the limiting belief, and then we t allows us to take all the positive learnings as well. So it's not like emotional trauma or things that have happened in the past. The emotions we can release, the limiting beliefs we can release, but then we get to take all the really positive learnings with us. And so that's the beauty of timeline therapy.
Yes, and such a powerful tool, and it allows us to heal our trauma without having to talk about it. And
Yes,
you and I
that's
both
important.
know, and you as a nurse, you understand how people are living in their sympathetic nervous system, and you also understand how the unconscious mind, it doesn't know the difference between imagined and real. And so every time we have to talk about the trauma, it's actually having our unconscious mind and our nervous system relive it and deepen the
Yes.
neurology of it, right? Which is why
Yeah.
when people have to talk about it, they feel worse afterwards, even though the programming out there is that it helps you get better by talking about it. However, it's still not releasing it from the body. And
No, it's not.
doing this work, we don't talk about it because the unconscious mind stores all of our memories. It already knows what happened. It doesn't need us to talk about it. What it needs us to acknowledge is what we were supposed to learn. Because as you said earlier, everything is happening for us, and we need to get the learnings from that experience, and then the unconscious mind can release all the stuff down, limiting decisions and emotions around it. And so, yes, it's such a powerful tool that has had great impact in your life, and love that you are now working with clients and sharing this with others, because there's a lot of people out there who've had trauma. In fact, every single human's had trauma to some degree, and they don't want to talk about it. Because they know it makes them feel worse. They know it fires their nervous system, and the body doesn't heal when the nervous system is sitting in the sympathetic mode. So, yes.
Precisely. All of those not so good chemicals piercing through your veins, like the cortisol and the nasty, norepinephrine and all those chemicals you don't want, they're just keeping you in that state. So whenever we can release things that are keeping us in that state, then we can access that calming, peaceful, other side of way of living, right? Being in our parasympathetic and like really just holding our lives in that state can make for a much calmer life.
Absolutely. And so, as a nurse with decades of experience, I know you've said to me that our healthcare system is deeply broken. And I would love for you to share is what brought you to that conclusion, and how did it push you towards exploring this deeper mindset work that you've been exploring over the last year?
Yeah, and that's a critical question. It's so important because the healthcare system, it became something different to me because I got to be not just a nurse, but I got to be a daughter, a sister, a wife, and a patient myself in their healthcare system. So, although I spent like decades inside the system, I already understood the pressure, the burnout, the constant push for efficiency. But this year, I didn't just see the system. I felt like I lived it from every angle. And so when my sister was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, I witnessed everything she went through, and it was heartbreaking. Day after day, I watched her receive her treatments that were supposed to save her chemo, radiation, all the harsh medication she was on. And I watched all the scans, the x-rays, the blood work, and the tumor markers. And then I watched her body like completely slowly deteriorate. After every treatment, she was worse. Every treatment like took more energy, more strength, and more of her spirit. And every week I watched the life drain from one of the strongest people I've ever known. And that's a deeper tragedy, is that she believed, sorry, the system would save her. And she trusted the process, she trusted the protocol, but the system only treats the tumor, and it never asks like, why did it develop? What is the conflict the body's trying to resolve? What emotional trauma is underneath it? And what is her nervous system carrying? None of that gets addressed. In fact, they in the cancer center, they completely separate whatever type of cancer is from the rest of the body. Like they literally have whatever you're, if you have lung cancer, you're a lung cancer, you're grouped off to a lung cancer. You have pancreatic, you're grouped off to there. The rest of any other system in your body isn't even looked at. It's becoming worse and worse and worse. And so, you know, at the same time, my dad, he got a diagnosis of cancer and he was willing to look at some of the alternative holistic approaches that I was into. And, you know, his outcome was completely different. He combined surgery with like the emotional work and some of the alternative stuff. And now, a year and a half later, he's still cancer free. And my sister's path and my dad's path, they couldn't be more different. Like, and then where my husband, he was diagnosed with cancer, is very difficult after everything I'd already experienced. His surgery was necessary and successful, but again, I got to see how firsthand they just look at the physical layer. There's no support for emotional trauma, the fear, or like what caused the cancer to begin with. That part is left entirely up to yourself, your family. And, you know, same with my knee surgery, my loss of mobility and all of that. There's a lot of emotion behind that, and none of that is just sort of more just left in the physical sense. Over and over, like I kept thinking, like, why aren't we looking at the whole being? Like, why not, right? And let me just move here. Yeah, so with regard to, you know, the system, the way it works now, we're not asking like what's the root cause of the problem, and we tend to look at just the physical aspect of it, not how the mind and body are connected. And we ignore any of the emotional stuff that creates the dis-ease. So why are we only treating the systems? And that's the frustration and the heartbreak that opened my eyes to see how deeply broken our system really is. And like, I'm not saying it's the entire system that's bad. It's like emergency medicine is phenomenal. Cardiac care and stroke programs, they save lives. And surgery is sometimes absolutely necessary and life-saving. But for the majority of the people laying in hospital beds with chronic illness, emotional trauma, unresolved grief, and lifelong like stress, burnout, or whatever they're going through, the system isn't healing them. It's just managing them. It's putting a band-aid on their symptoms. So when I found NLP, or maybe NLP found me, wink, meeting Billy, she was the divine intervention. And then doing my breakthrough was life-altering for me. And then meeting you, Melissa, was the next doorway. And NLP gave me an understanding of medicine that medicine never did, and that trauma lives in the nervous system. Unresolved emotions create physical symptoms, and a long-standing stress, it manifests in your body, and the beliefs actually shape your biology. So releasing emotional crap restores the body, and it really allows that ability for the body to self-heal. And then the disease that's in the body, it's just really the attempt to resolve a conflict. So, you know, NLP gave me a language that I had intuitively felt like I was missing from my whole nursing career, that healing's just not physical, and I knew that. And it's emotional, mental, spiritual, and energetic. And we're discounting that, and that's really unfortunate.
Well, I love that
So.
you've come to realize that because, of course, here on this podcast, my audience hears me talk about that all the time, the four bodies and how we are all interconnected and we can't keep just looking at the physical body or, to your point earlier, looking at the physical body one organ at a time, excluding the fact that
Yeah,
it's all
crazy.
one entire body and include the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual body. And I also love that you mentioned, the biology of belief, the work of Dr. Bruce
Yeah,
Lipton.
I
And
love.
yeah, and it's just what we know now is, obviously, as we continue to understand how our body functions, how our unconscious mind functions, and get into even epigenetics. We know so much more today than we did 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And unfortunately, It takes the medical system so long to change, from when doctors are at medical school learning, for anything new to get into their curriculum, it takes 20 years or so to get into the practice of family doctors. Not to mention, are they learning it at all? Because of the fact that, when people can heal themselves, there isn't a lot of money to be made, unfortunately. And the system is driven by keeping people sick because that makes the powers that be more money. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, it is very much a money-driven system. And like I say, it's not all bad, but the great majority of it is, it just keeps people in a loop. Like, and it keeps people in that position of, the healthcare system's gonna fix me. So
Right, a
they don't take
dependency.
dependency. Like, they don't take responsibility for, maybe they just don't know, like, how much power they have to heal themselves, and how much of that is so, it depends on like a movement of everything. Like, every part of you needs to be involved in the healing process, not just compartmentalizing everything. So,
Well, I
yeah, it's the
love that
power.
as someone who's come through the mainstream medical system as a nurse for over 30 years, that you have been open to recognizing maybe there's another way, and that you were open to all of these resources that the universe delivered to you. And so, how has discovering NLP literally helped you redefine your purpose? And now, how are you making a difference in a way that feels more aligned and impactful for you?
Well, NLP didn't just help me, it kind of rebuilt me from the inside out. And that's how it really is effective, is when you go into the deeper depths of what it is that's, looping in your life. And when you get down to the deepest aspect of it, that's when you can release it. Otherwise, you're just on the surface, again, dealing with symptoms, or you think you know how you're going to deal with things. But I didn't even realize, for
I just
me.
want to
Oh, sorry.
interject there for a
Yeah,
minute, and let's just
sure.
talk about why that happens in case listeners aren't aware that all of our
Right.
programming is happening in the 0 to 7 years of our life, and our unconscious mind is very efficient and has a lot of jobs to do. And so all we get programmed, and those programs are all given to us by the adults in our life, the school system, society, etc. And the unconscious mind will keep running those programs as long as they work, and until we determine that we need to update them and say, hey, unconscious mind, it's time to update this strategy because this program is no longer working. The unconscious mind is so efficient, it will just keep running it. And so that's where people are getting stuck, is because they don't realize that they're running programs that worked when they were 5 years old and no longer work in adulthood.
I mean, I was a prime example of just like running that survival mode. I was like,
Right.
oh, nurse, caregiver, athlete, someone who always had to be strong, perfect. And then I just normalized all the stress and activity as just being normal. And I kept pushing, pushing, pushing. And then my nervous system, finally gave out, or I had an opportunity to finally look at it, slow down and finally look at it. And like, I just thought fight flight was normal life, like push, 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 do, and then do more, and then be perfect, and everything will be okay. And was I ever wrong? So when I did my breakthrough, everything changed through that process. I released decades of suppressed emotion, anger, sadness, fear, guilt, gone. And so not forgotten, but not bypassed, but actually released. So that's the big key. And to let go of limiting beliefs I didn't even know were running my life. Like, I have to be strong. I'm not good enough. I have to fix everything. My needs don't matter. And with all those patterns that were running, I was constantly in a state of fight flight, right? And my nervous system with NLP got shifted for the first time in my life. Felt calm, connected, clear. I felt like I was me. And I thought, wow, this is profound and this is how I want to live the rest of my life. So the behaviors that come after, they really reinforce that feeling, because once you feel it, I'd never felt it in my life. Once I felt that, I'm like, oh, this is how life is supposed to be. Let life like go towards what feels good and keep yourself in a state where you're not like you're just able to listen to your heart and really follow your next move by doing that. Because once you release all those things that are limiting you, then your unconscious mind can really focus on all those things that were already inside of you that were suppressed. So.
I love that. And let's just talk about how long did this breakthrough process take?
Well, yeah, it was at the time I thought, I can't remember, but it was so short. It was like literally 10 to 12 hours, and we accomplished so much in that short period of time. Like before I started, I had to do some tasking and things that like one of the things I did was I went through a lot of the stuff in my life and I got rid of things, so it opened up space for things that were important in my life. So all that stuff was kind of weighing me down. So it was a really good release to do that sort of thing. And then I learned about the sun strategy and I learned about the stop sign method. So started implementing those techniques, and then I was able to start to build neural pathways before I did my breakthrough. And then the behavior afterwards, continuation of the tasking, laid down like, permanent new neural pathways that are completely firing a different way, a much better way.
I love
So,
that. And it was
yeah.
10 to 12 hours of coaching that would have happened with inside 30 days and maybe even less time. And so such
Yeah.
profound shift in your life in a short amount of time versus had, a lot of people are looking for that change, looking for that transformation, however, attempting to do it consciously and through talk therapy. And it's week after week, month after month of appointments that goes on for years. And the change is not nearly as profound as what you experienced because that work isn't getting into the unconscious mind and rewiring the programs like what this work does. And we have to get into the unconscious mind to rewire the programs because that's where the programs are in the first place. And you can't change the program in the place that it isn't.
That's right. Exactly. It's so logical. And like what I love about NLP is the change is so rapid and permanent. Like it's a permanent thing. So it's a one and done. And you have to do the work afterwards to maintain it. But like it's just so freeing to be able to like release something that's been weighing you down most of your life, like in such a short period of time. So like the work I'm doing now is like I want to help people release trauma. I teach like abundance mindset, and I want to support people that are to shift from lack into wealth consciousness. And I'm deeply blessed because I'm able to help people get to the root of their emotional pain, release the trauma they've carried for decades, break lifelong patterns, heal relationships, shift their financial identity, and then move into abundance, step into confidence and personal power. And that's truly the impact I always wanted to make in nursing, but you don't have the tools to do it. And now I do.
And
So
that's what I was just
I
going to
really
say. All of those things are why you got into nursing in the first place, because I know you have a great big heart and you just want to help people. And
I
if that's what
do.
took you to nursing, and yet, as you just said, nursing didn't give you the tools to help people the way this does. And so I'm so glad that you found this so that you really can live your mission now with these powerful tools. And congratulations. I know you're doing so well with this and you're changing so many lives to the point where you have a short wait list of people waiting to work with you. It's not super long. However, people, once they connect with you, likely it'll be next month you can start coaching them. And that's a wonderful place to be, to know that you are transforming people's lives in such a profound way now. So thank you so much, Kim, for the work
Oh,
that
yeah,
you
so
have done for
meaningful.
yourself to get you here, and the work that you are now doing to help others. And I love to ask all of my guests that come on the show, what does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
Well, I had a few wake-up calls that I didn't pay attention to. So I think it's like if something is happening over and over in your life, like I kept having accidents where broke my back, that didn't slow me down, had a biking accident, that didn't slow me down. Injury after injury, that didn't slow me down. I kept pushing through. And this last one was the wake-up call that I finally paid attention to. So that's what it means to me is start paying attention to the things that are happening in your life. They're not just by coincidence. It really is divine intervention. And if I'd known what I know now, I would have paid more attention to all of those wake up things that happen in my life.
So true. So true. I love the saying that, listen when your body whispers to you so it doesn't have to scream at you, right?
Yes, I love that. I wrote that down on a sticky and that's posted on my around my computer. That's always a beautiful quote to come back to. Sure.
Absolutely. So I know that you have just launched a podcast called From Stuck to Unstoppable. I'd love for you to share a little bit about that. And then also, how can the audience get hold of you if they would like to work with you and you can help transform their lives in such a short amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, I started Stuck to Unstoppable. It came to me because I thought about a chair that had three legs, and we always talk about happy, healthy, wealthy. And if one of those legs is cut off, that tips the chair over. So that became my tagline is happy, healthy, wealthy, and then unstoppable. So my intention is to bring on guests who have gone from stuck to unstoppable, and how did they go about doing it? Like, and I know so many people that have been stuck and how they become in like something bigger than they are that they ever thought they could become because they went through certain processes in life that were challenges and difficult. And I find like people like that, they're just resilient. They have this inner drive. They know they want to live their purpose. So these are the kind of people I want to have on my podcast. And that's sort of where it evolved from.
I love that. So, a hugely inspirational podcast for others to tune in and check out. So, they can go to on iTunes or
Stuck to,
Spotify.
yeah, it's called Stuck to Unstoppable. And then it's not a two, it's a TO, stuck to unstoppable dot CA.
Perfect. And then you've also very graciously offered a free gift to the audience, your daily ritual calm kit. If you just want to share a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, so like it evolved from the things that I'm utilizing in my own life, like breath work. And I do this, well, not right now because of my knee, but I will get back to the five Tibetans, which is just a yogic movement that sort of loosens up the body and creates a better mindset with each movement. And then I do hip circles every day. I do leg swings. And I do breath work. And that's how I start my day. And so I wanted to share those things with other people, whether they resonate or not. But it's really great to start your day with a ritual, which includes also magnified healing. That's a beautiful practice that I end with in my morning ritual. And so that's something that you need training in, but it's such a beautiful practice, and it's a daily thing that I do to keep myself grounded and help heal other people.
Beautiful. Thank you for all of that. And we will have the links to everything in the show notes so listeners can find all of that easily. And Kim, are there any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience as we wrap this episode?
Well, before I end, I just want to say something for my beautiful sister, Kathy. She taught me the strength I didn't know existed. She fought harder than anyone I've ever known. And even though her body couldn't keep going, her spirit is still with me, guiding me, pushing me, and reminding me every day why this work matters. And her journey is the reason I'm committed to helping people find the emotional root of their pain. Her story changed my purpose, and I carry her with me with every client that I help and every breakthrough that I facilitate, every person I teach to listen to their body. She showed me love, courage, and how to su what surrender looks like. And I'm honoring her by helping others heal in ways that she never had a chance to. And I just love her forever and always, my beautiful sister Kathy.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for that. And I love that she's always with you and she's your North Star to keep you focused on your mission. So that's absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that, Kim. Thank you for
Thank
your
you.
time and for joining me on this podcast today, sharing all of your learning and wisdom with the audience. I so appreciate your time and thank you to my listeners for your interest in your health and being open to learning that there is always more than one way to heal. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app. And let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.